One day after a massive explosion which rocked the Beirut southern suburbs, hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah supporters flocked to the southern village of Ait Ashab to celebrate the 7th anniversary of the end of the 2006 war. Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah uncovered during his televised speech on the occasion that Israeli-backed Takfir groups are behind the bombing which occurred in the southern suburbs last July, and several other attacks against the army and the Shiite population in the Bekaa area.
We will respond to any new explosion by doubling the number of our fighters against Takfiris in Syria. Just as we won in all our wars against Israel, we will win the battle against terrorism and Takfiris.
The latest bombing has left some 24 people dead and over 100 injured. Observers believe that such acts are being facilitated by internal sides, which are tools for the West and Israel.
Israel was defeated by the resistance, and this has led it to use its tools inside Lebanon to continue its aggressions. The last bombings were a response to the many defeats Israel has seen by the resistance.
Said Nasrallah noted that the Takfiri threat is against all of Lebanon, not only a certain sect. The leader of the resistance also warned Israel that it would be defeated by the resistance if it tried to enter Lebanese land again.
Through the Labuna incident, we aim to stress that it is no more allowed for any Israeli soldier to cross into Lebanon and desecrate Lebanese lands.
Activists from all over the Arab world attended the ceremony and stressed that the victory of 2006 was a victory for all Arabs and Muslims.
The victory of 2006 has proven that resistance is the only solution and the only way to retrieve the stolen rights and occupied lands.
The village of Ait Ashab was a stage of fierce fighting during the 2006 summer war, which Hezbollah and its supporters believe ended with a divine victory for the resistance on August 14, 2006.
Hezbollah's strongest weapon has always been its massive popular support, which was evident especially after the 2006 summer war, despite the destructive Israeli aggression. The continuous terrorist threats have also failed to discourage these people from supporting Hezbollah's resistance, especially in any war against Israel. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, from Ait Ashab, South Lebanon.